we are living in a culture that is incredibly fragile at the moment. And when you cannot use a word like homosexuality, which of course is men having sex with men or women having sex with women, lesbianism, whatever the terminology is that describes that, when you cannot accurately describe something for fear of someone being offended, hurt by it, we are obviously living in a very fragile culture. And I was just here listening to Gary and thinking, what if we pulled from the past some of the great speeches like, "Is life so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." Patrick Henry's famous lines, or the lines of other famous preachers of bygone eras. And today said those, no doubt they would be deemed offensive, hurtful, too aggressive for our fragile culture. Isaac, let me ask you a question. What is it, perhaps maybe about society at large, from your perspective, that causes our politicians, even sometimes our pastors in the pulpit, to completely miss what's going on in our world because they're so fearful of saying the wrong thing, and they so carefully craft their speech that really, in one sense, their communication has no power and certainly no authority to it?
I think we want people to like us, and we're to obey God rather than men. We're to fear God more than the fear of men. But as human beings, it's very easy to fear the wrath of man. And man does not want to be held accountable for his actions, whether it's a child who's been told all of his life that he's great at something, and then he graduates and can't find the job he's wanting, and now he's upset, or a person comes into your church and has a mental breakdown because he can't deal with his own sin. As Gary described, we don't want to be held accountable. And so we get mad at those who try to hold us accountable. And so therefore, politicians, pastors, we're all tempted to water down the truth because the truth will set us free, but it's a part of holding us accountable, and too many people don't want that.